Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in the marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." Earlier in this chapter, Jesus has been reflecting on John the Baptist, praising John and expressing something like awe at the humble greatness of his cousin. What an enormous contrast to those he describes as the children of his generation. Jesus loved children, we know that, and there is disagreement about what this passage means. But one way to see these so-called children is as noisy, disagreeable idlers who yell insults in the marketplaces. "We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn." In other words, you, who? Each other? John? Jesus? You didn't do what we expected. We need to realize that what Jesus says to the crowds is not really about others. It is to them, to the crowds who are members of this generation, his generation, the ones who insulted the asceticism of John, calling him demonic because he fasted, the ones who rejected Jesus' own warmth and approachability, labeling him a drunkard, a glutton, with distasteful friends. The implication being, you, Jesus and John, aren't what we expected. Remember that the crowds of this generation were descendants of those led by Moses out of Egyptian slavery, those who became bored with manna in the desert and impatient with the journey, those who created a golden idol because Yahweh was apparently moving too slowly for them. The implication being, the hard freedom you offer is not what we expected. Consider also that the stories in the scriptures were told and then written and then translated not merely for a long ago generation, but for our generation, our 2017 generation. Otherwise, why are the scriptures still around? Why haven't they gone out of print like the bestsellers of years ago? The question being, are we the disagreeable children with the unmet expectations? Is this entire scripture passage an accusation by a disappointed Jesus? Or is it redeemed by Jesus' last comment, "Wisdom is vindicated by her works"? Wisdom, often identified with the Spirit of God. And because wisdom was with God at the creation, her created works are all that has been and all that is being created, including, of course, the self-involved children of every generation. Like all of those for whom Jesus was born, whom he taught and healed, whom he understood to be most imperfect and whom he loved anyway, and for whom he died to save them from the folly of their own small expectations and bring them into the kingdom where eye has not seen nor ear heard what awaits them. And since this unlikely scripture passage has been placed within the season of Advent, we need to hear it not as discouragement, but as hope, and to breathe a small prayer, "Let the story begin again."